Unit 1, page 11, exercises 2 and 3.
Today in the studio, I have with me George Wilkinton, who's an expert on internet security. So, George, is identity theft really a problem for under 18s?
Yes, and it's something that 76% of teenagers actually worry about.
So are people getting better at protecting their identity?
Not really, but it isn't all that difficult. For example, 23% of people say that they've shared passwords with a friend. That's one example of what I call careless sharing. Another example is when people use their full names online. That's not all. 48% of young people also post the name of their school. Why put this information online? We need to take care with what we share.
That's great advice, George. What about passwords?
The first rule is not to make them obvious. You wouldn't believe the most common passwords out there.
Really? Can you give us some examples?
The most common is probably the word password. Some people use 123456, and a lot of people use their own names. If you use a basic password with 5 letters, a hacker can usually decode it in 10 minutes. What you need is a password with at least 8 characters. You need to include a mix of letters, numbers, and symbols. Make sure you update your passwords frequently and use different passwords for different websites.
But honestly, George, it isn't easy to remember so many different passwords.
That's true. Fortunately, you can now get apps that remember and manage your passwords for you. Some of these apps are free.
Thanks, George. That's another great piece of advice. What about those Wi-Fi hotspots in cafes and shopping malls? Are they secure?
We all love free Wi-Fi, don't we? Well, so do hackers. I'm afraid 89% of public Wi-Fi hotspots are not secure. Beware of using them.
89%? Wow, that's worrying.
Fortunately, most of the time, no one accesses your data. But hackers do love unsecured networks. It's very easy for a hacker to create a hotspot with the name of the cafe, for example. Then, when you log on to the hacker's network instead of the official Wi-Fi network, it's extremely easy for the hacker to steal information about you.
One more thing, George. We all know that when we receive strange emails, we shouldn't click on any of the links inside them. But just out of curiosity, what happens if you do?
Well, what you're talking about is called phishing. The email appears to be from your bank or some official source, and they ask you for personal information. They tell you to click on links that install spying software on your computer or phone so they can get more information from you. Fortunately, now only 10% of people actually click on these links.
So we definitely need to keep an eye open for messages with strange links. And whatever you do, don't open an email attachment.
Yes. Be careful what you click on. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Great stuff. Thanks, George.